Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Emre Özer, Senior Director of Process Development at Pragmatic Semiconductor. With 67 worldwide patents and over 60 peer-reviewed publications to his name, he has extensive experience in CPU microarchitecture, with particular expertise in performance modeling, fault-tolerant CPUs, embedded machine learning, application-specific hardware design, and flexible electronics. Emre spent more than 17 years as Senior Principal Research Engineer at ARM. Welcome to the podcast, Emre.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
So the first question I'd like to ask is, you know, what brought you to Pragmatic?
So I was at, as you said, I was working at ARM in ARM Research Division. Actually, I was working on developing flexible processing engines in a small research group, collaborating with Pragmatic about 10 years. So I am not a stranger to Pragmatic or Pragmatic's technology. So I really love the technology. So after I left ARM, that was my immediate choice. So I joined Pragmatic as soon as I left ARM.
Interesting. You know, we met with Pragmatic a while ago to talk about your work on tiny classifiers, but I think it's worth doing a quick recap because Pragmatic isn't typical among semiconductor manufacturers. Can you give me a quick description of your Flex IC technology and tell me what's different about it?
Sure. So Pragmatic develop ultra low cost flexible integrated circuits, or we call it Flex IC technology, to change the dynamics in semiconductor fabrication. So Flex IC technology uses metal oxide thin film transistors fabricated on a flexible substrate. So this is not based on conventional silicon technology. So our chips, the Flex ICs, are ultra thin. They have 30 micron thickness. They are physically flexible, and they also they are there to enable item level intelligence and edge computing. So our technology is integrated into commercial EDA tools as well. So from IC design perspective, everything is business as usual. Our fabs are located in the UK, so we can manufacture high volume Flex ICs at a fraction of the cost of silicon, because our manufacturing process uses fewer masks and lower cost materials. So this is the most interesting bit of our technology. For the tape out to fab out time, it can be as small as 48 hours. So this is significantly faster compared to a conventional silicon fab, which can take from 6 to 9 months. And our technology, our fabs use much less water and energy and fewer harmful chemicals. And they have also carbon footprint orders of magnitude smaller than a conventional silicon fab.
Well, great description. So you recently published an article in Nature Journal called A Bendable Non-Silicon RISC-V Microprocessor, and it's got a lot of traction. I'm familiar with it. So can you give us an overview of the work and how it came about?
Yeah, sure. So as I in the beginning of the podcast, so I mentioned that I joined Pragmatic after ARM. So that was around mid 2022. So we started the project just after I joined Pragmatic. So as I said before, I was collaborating with Pragmatic when we were at ARM, still developing the processing engine. So it was, the technology wasn't stranger to me. So we kickstart the project. So our goal was to develop and demonstrate the world's first non-silicon 32-bit microprocessor, but make it based on an open standard instruction set. So which will make it even more ultra low cost, physically flexible to enable novel applications. That's our end goal. So we wanted to use an open standard instruction set because it will not require any licensing, unlike proprietary instruction sets. And this also allows anyone to design a processor compliant with that with the instruction set. So, and RISC-V, as you know, is an open standard instruction set, and you can design 32-bit or 64-bit CPUs. And it has a very healthy, growing, reliable ecosystem as well. So it ticked all the boxes for us. So when we start the project, we didn't want to design a RISC-V CPU from scratch. We were looking for an open source one in the public domain. And we came across SERV. So that's the smallest RISC-V CPU to date, which was designed by Olof Kindgren, who works at Camcom. SERV is a bit serial CPU, meaning that it computes data bit by bit rather than computing all bits in parallel. So obviously this is, in terms of performance, is low, but for us, the most important criterion was the low complexity of the CPU. So with that, I contacted Olof, and he was very eager to collaborate with us. The other thing is that after I joined Pragmatic, actually when I was at ARM, I had a lot of collaboration links with the academic contacts at universities. So one of the things I did was to re-engage with my academic contacts after I joined Pragmatic. So I contacted Professor Vijay Janapa Reddy at Harvard University, who is one of the leading figures in TinyML. So TinyML is the concept of deploying low-power ML at the edge. So Vijay, also Vijay was very interested on the topic of developing ML chips in our technology, in Inflex IC technology. And the one of his PhD students, Shwetan Prakash, joined Pragmatic as an intern in the summer of 2023. And he was very instrumental to integrate the ML accelerator into the FlexRV. So at the end, so we integrated SERV, ML, the ML accelerator, other peripherals we designed to create a single SoC, which made the FlexRV. Jed Kufel, whom I work with at ARM, he is also now at Pragmatic. He did the physical implementation of the FlexRV. We completed the project just a little longer than a year. So this is the brief history of FlexRV.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, I'm a big fan of RISC-V. In fact, I was just at the RISC-V Summit here in Silicon Valley, and I was just really surprised at how much technology and how many people there were. I mean, RISC-V really has gained a lot of traction. So how is FlexRV different from other non-silicon processors?
So there have been other non-silicon processors. For example, I can tell you about the 8-bit Flex 6502 and also a 32-bit plastic ARM, both of which we use our technology, Flex IC technology. But FlexRV is different from these two good examples. So FlexRV is the first programmable 32-bit non-silicon processor, so it can run arbitrary compiled programs written in high-level language, for example, C. And we also tested the processor compiling programs written in C. It also has an integrated programmable ML accelerator. We integrated to the CPU and added the custom RISC-V instructions to program the ML accelerator. So essentially, it's a CPU that can accelerate the ML workloads. The prior works demonstrated functionality at wafer level. We did that as well, but we also went beyond wafer level. This means that the FlexRVs were diced and released from the flexible wafers, and then we assemble them onto flexible PCBs. And we also test their functionality, and we measure the performance after they were assembled on the flexible PCBs. And one of the key contributions we made is that we demonstrated functionality of the FlexRVs while they were banned and still running programs under various banding radii of curvature. So this is the we believe that this is the first time a complex flexible chip was demonstrated under bending conditions.
Incredible. So how do you envision this being used? You know, what are the applications that you feel this would be suited for?
Yeah. So this is a general purpose microprocessor. So in general, it can be used wherever processing is required. But more specifically, it is suitable for applications, what I call extreme edge. So how I define extreme edge is the domain where the electronics deploy in an end device cannot be based on conventional silicon technology because of one or more of these constraints like form factor, cost, conformability, and comfort of the person. So I will give more examples of these extreme edge applications, but generically they are like logistics, fast-moving consumer goods, or FMCG as we call it, healthcare wearables, even implantables, ingestibles. So this is also another area, ingestible electronics, smart textiles, agricultural and environmental monitoring. So all these things I counted go under the umbrella of an extreme edge domain. So an extreme edge and device will need to process sensor data to extract knowledge, so which typically involves in making predictions like classification or pattern recognition. And this is where our ML accelerator in the Flex RV will be very handy. So I can give some specific applications what we have in mind, how to use a Flex RV in an extreme edge applications. So one example is from the FMCG domain, fast moving consumer goods domain, like smart packages. They are very cost sensitive applications where embedding electronics into smart package should not cost more than a few cents. Otherwise, it doesn't make business sense. And making predictions is also important for many smart package applications. For example, a smart package embedded with a Flex RV can predict food freshness. The other example from the healthcare domain, for example, an ECG patch or a smart wound dressing, requires conformable and comfortable electronics for patients. So patients are feeling okay with the electrodes that touch their body, but the electronics is quite bulky and they are not very comfortable. So for example, a patch or smart dressing embedded with a Flex RV will be quite comfortable and can predict events like arrhythmia, as in the ECG patch, or the wound healing in a smart dressing. So one last example I can give is what I call a plant patch with an embedded Flex RV for smart agricultural applications. So this plant patch can wrap around the plant with the Flex RV processor, and it monitors the environmental conditions. So in this particular application, cost and conformability matter. And the Flex RV in the patch, plant patch, can predict the plant growth, for example.
Oh, understood. Very interesting. So what's next? Where will the research go from here?
So, the Flex RV project we completed, but now we are working in a new project. In this project, we are actually now developing a brand new 32-bit RISC-V processor, but customized to a specific application. And once again, we are very collaborative company, so we are doing this in collaboration with the other external partners. So our end goal is to integrate this custom 32-bit RISC-V processor we are designing with an analog front end and some peripherals to build the world's first flexible microcontroller unit, or we call it a Flex MCU. So our vision is to have a low-cost, physically flexible extreme edge platform consisting of this new, brand new Flex MCU, coupled with some printed sensors, maybe a printed display, printed batteries to power the whole thing, a flexible RFID chip and antenna. And our vision is that this can be actually programmed through a smartphone using the RFID interface. And this can be also very useful and super low cost educational kit to teach computing and programming, not only in universities, but it may go down all the way to secondary or primary schools.
Wow, incredible. Thank you for your time, and it's a pleasure meeting you. Great conversation. And if you would like more information about Pragmatic Semiconductor, their website is pragmaticsemi.com.
Thank you for the opportunity, Daniel.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.